Hello. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have representation of all ages, let me ask you, in what year were you born?
1958.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree.
Some college, police academy, fire academy.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
You said yes?
African American.
Escamir?
I'm African American.
African American? Okay.
Yes.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I already voted.
You have already voted?
Yes. I voted absentee.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I have already voted Democratic.
You have already voted?
Yes. I already voted absentee for Democratic. I will vote in November for Democratic.
Okay, and how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. The cost of living and inflation, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform, police violence, healthcare, racism and discrimination, student loans forgiveness, climate change, crime and violence, abortion, jobs and the economy, Israel and Palestine conflict, immigration. Please select two.
Healthcare and crime.
Now, I would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. Joe Biden.
I can vote 10 for everybody.
Yeah, okay. May I read to you the people or groups?
Yeah, that's fine.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Democrats in Congress.
Yeah.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Okay.
Kamala Harris?
Okay.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or will you not vote?
Joe Biden.
And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic.
When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, not kept any of his promises?
Kept most of his promises.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Someone who looks out for people like me or like yourself, are you much likely to support or somewhat less likely to support?
More likely.
And would that be somewhat or much more likely to support?
Much.
What about someone who grows the economy?
Grows the economy?
Somebody who grows the economy?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more, correct? Someone more likely to support?
Well, it depends on how he grew the economy.
Okay. Yes, in this case, how would you answer it if it's just grows the economy?
Oh, it'd be five.
Somewhat more likely to support?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about someone who wants to build black wealth?
I was likely supporter.
Somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
I would support them, much likely.
What about someone who puts people over politics?
I would support them, most likely.
What about someone who secures the border?
Most likely.
And what about someone who defends democracy?
Most likely.
Much more likely, correct?
Yes.
For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes.
I need to answer this call, please. Hold 1 second.
No problem. Take your time. Hello. Yes, hello.
Yeah, my car broke down. I'm trying to answer some phone calls. Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know how to get back to where you're at.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start once again. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Someone who wants to build black wealth.
Yeah, I gave you a 10 on that.
10?
Very well, whatever it was.
Okay, what about someone who is effective and gets things done?
10.
What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
10.
What about someone who is honest and ethical?
10.
What about someone who is too woke?
Who is what?
Is too woke.
Is too woke?
Yes, somebody who is too woke.
I give them a 5.
What about someone who protects abortion rights?
Protects them? Yes, 10.
What about someone who fights racism and discrimination?
10.
Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400.
Hold on.